Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I got here next to me my podcast producer, that is going to introduce you guys a little bit about me so you guys can get to know me throughout this journey.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. So let's just jump into it. I think your story is so cool and so impactful for people to hear. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Mexico City. And when I turned 12, my whole world changed. My parents got divorced a little bit when I was younger. But my mom took the decision to bring us out to the United States. And it changed my whole world because it became unknown. I didn't know what was going to happen next. I hardly knew any English. And that kind of gave me the perspective of fear, insecurity of I don't know what's going to happen. My family's not going to be there with me. It's just going to be my mom and I and my sister. And it just kind of gave me that perspective of I don't know where I'm going. It just kind of gave me blank. So that kind of just developed my intrigue for what's going to happen, like the unknown, and start researching the fear, exactly how to overcome fear and how to overcome all the little things that major events happen into our lives. And they just kind of make those essentials that they just kind of go through before, after, and after. So that's kind of one of the things that made me shift from the unknown to where I am now.
Okay, very cool. And you mentioned that you moved from Mexico. How was it learning English? So that's your second language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was that experience for you?
At first, it was really hard because I didn't really have any friends and I didn't really know how to learn the language. Even though in Mexico City, I went to a private school to learn English, I knew very, very little, but it wasn't enough for me to speak fluently. And so when I remember we moved here, my aunt lived here, and then we just automatically just all of a sudden went to school. And learning a different culture and learning how school works from a different mindset. And I was coming from a mindset of scarcity because I didn't know who to talk to. And to kid you not, I was probably the only brown girl in Sandy, Utah. So that was kind of one of those other things that I just at first it felt kind of lonely and associated with everyone because I was trying to put together words together. And I remember like my first class was like a math class, and I remember just sitting there, I'm like, I just know that 2 + 2 = 4, but I don't know what I'm doing here. And that's actually in my math class, that's where I met my like best friend, which is till today now is still my best friend. But that was the first person that like step up and said, hey, like, it's okay. Like, if you don't speak English, like, we can still communicate in a way that it kind of helps you still be here. And she opened up her arms in a way that it was just like, hey, you're cool. Like, it's fine. You know, like, don't stress. Like, we can still be friends, even if you're learning how to speak. And it was like learning a whole new culture, a whole new language. And that kind of just gave me a different perspective. And I started listening to like the radio in English. I started watching movies in English with subtitles in Spanish, and then I would watch them in Spanish with subtitles in English. Because I didn't really have friends before her or anything like that. I would just kind of in my own little world would find ways for me to learn the language as fast as I could.
Gotcha. That makes so much sense. So, okay, so you are new here. It's a whole new culture. You're learning a whole new language. What was that like going into more like high school? Like what was that adjustment?
It was pretty easy because, I mean, it started in seventh grade. So seventh grade and eighth grade, ninth grade, it was just kind of more the transition. And as soon as I hit high school, it just became more easy.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy for me just kind of make friends, but I still kind of kept it to myself.
Okay.
Just because of like I was still probably, I wouldn't say brown, but I still was probably like the only half of the only Mexican girl in there, you know what I mean? And so it was weird because I didn't really want to compare myself with other people, but like everybody was like LDS, not that there's anything wrong with the culture, mm-hmm. and like that, but everybody said LDS, white, blonde, you know, and there was a criteria that I didn't meet. So I kind of singled out myself, even though I had my like a ton of friends and like everybody kind of knew me, but somehow they knew me and I just didn't know everybody. Yeah. So my friends will tease me like, everybody knows you. And I'm just like, I don't know anyone. Like I only have like three friends. So it was one of those things that it just like people like did notice me, but I was not noticing them because of the perspective that I was in, that it was just, I was kind of singled out myself in a way that it's just like, because I'm different, I don't belong here.
Gotcha.
But it was like a hard work that I had to do personally to learn and understand. And it just kind of made more like, gave me the belief of I can talk to people, like I can make friends, I can be someone different. And that was one of the things that just kind of in during the high school years just made me more of aware of who I am as a person.
So that's really interesting. So people started noticing you, but you weren't noticing them. So, and you're saying that it was because of your mindset. So how did you like realize that it was your mindset, and how did you change it?
It was a major shift. It was a shift when all of a sudden I started becoming friends with like the guys in the soccer team, the girls in the soccer team, because I was actually the manager for the soccer team. And it kind of gave me a different idea of when Coach Mitchell, he was my health teacher, him and I made a pack, basically. Because health was my first class that I probably, which is so ironically, that was a class that I missed the most, but it was like something that was just like, okay, I gotta miss it, because it was like the first period class. But he made a pack, and he's like, hey, to make up for it, we need an extra person as a manager, like come join us. It's like, all right. So I did that, and I did that my junior year, and that's when my whole mindset shifted. Because I started having more friends from a different perspective, like not just like the popular kids or anything like that, but it was more of like people were seeing me from, it was kind of like I aligned my way of who am I and how are people seeing me, right? So when I started, it was funny because when I started becoming friends with them, it just, it made my mind of, it's easy for me to make friends. It's easy for me to open up that world of how others sees me, right?
Interesting.
And throughout the high school, I remember one of my coaches gave me one of the coaches in the soccer team. I was in business and I wanted to go into business, and he gave me the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that's when I was only 15, and that's when this whole shift of mindset and belief and faith and growth and personal development just started taking off.
Whoa, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this book kind of changed it, and your situation changed. So it was more like seeing to believe. You're like, oh, I actually can make friends that, you know, instead of being feeling like you're on the outside, even though people are noticing you, you felt like, you know, you weren't noticing them, but now you're noticing these people, you're making these friends, you're seeing to believe that you can make these friends. And then you get this book.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that book. So what were your biggest takeaways?
Mostly it's like, the first time that I read it, I was like, what is this book? My mind wasn't as open because I was still only 15, even though I grew up in a household that they were always very about natural healing, holistic, and, you know, healing yourself and like looking within and all that kind of stuff. I was still in the Mexican culture, they tend to be very skeptical and superstitious as well, right? And it's all about the holistic and mindset and believing in yourself. And that kind of gave me, it was already in there, right? All those beliefs are always in there, were already in there. So when I first read that book, I was like, well, you gotta keep going to reach like the gold, right? Let's say like in a bigger picture. And then I read it again, and the second time that I read it, I like highlighted the notes that stuck out to me. Like that's the first time that I began highlighting my books. I highlight it, and then the third time that I read it, it finally hit me. It's like, oh. And I was still like 15, because that was the first time I read it. I read it three times back to back. The third time I read it with a bunch of highlights and taking side notes, it hit me that everything is created in the mind. Everything is created first. Everything is created in that perspective of you got to believe it first. You got to create it. Like, you got to plant that seed in your mind first. And then I started doing the research, right? It started opening open doors, and it started opening different knowledge. And that was kind of where I started seeing more. I wanted more. I wanted to know, find out more. How does the law of attraction work? How does mindset work? How all of the above works, basically. And that's what inspired me. Like, that little book, just a lot of people may or may not like that book, and that's okay. But that book was the first book from a very young age that inspired me to find out why that book made such an impact in other people's life, why that book made millions to other people, and why that book specifically has allowed to open the mind to other people. And for me specifically, it started the journey of how does my mind work, first of all. I wanted to find out, well, how can I create things? How can I use what's out there, the resources that we've been given, to create the things that I want and to focus towards the things that I want so that I can make things happen, right? And then as soon as I started reading that book, it just gave me hope that there's more out there, that there's more of I can improve, I can be a better person, I can change my mindset, I can grow, I can be better. And it almost took me back to the point of I came here with nothing and I learned a whole new language that opened more doors for me. And then after I read that book, it opened me to learn a whole new language, which is the language of the mind.
Cool. I love that. So, I mean, that kind of takes us closer to where we're at now. Yeah. So your biggest thing is neuroscience and understanding the mind and all of that awesome stuff.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So how, like, what's your background? Like, how have you been able to expand your mind and keep learning these things? Like, what has been your education or your path there?
One of the things that I focus the most is it's going to sound so nerdy, and that's okay. I love the brain. The brain is the most unique, complex organ that we have, and it's so powerful, and we neglect it. And so when I started reading more about how to take care of your brain, how the brain acts, how the brain reacts, it just kind of gave me the idea of everything starts in the mind. Everything starts of how the brain works. Both of them are interconnected, right? And I started researching more of the brain as itself, first of all, because I read this book and he talks about, he's actually a physician. He's a chiropractor physician, but he talks about in the book rewiring itself, the brain rewiring itself. He talks about how the brain is powerful enough to heal itself. We just need to know how to take care of it. And that kind of gave me more, it started opening my mindset of, well, how do I take care of my brain? If I want to achieve goals, how do I take care of my brain, right? But at this point, I was probably like just barely starting. I think I was about to be 18, I think. And it started changing my mindset of, well, I want to do this and this and this and this and this and this. How can I take care of my brain so that I can achieve those goals? How can I rewire my brain so that I can take onto a new path to believe everything that I've just read in this tiny little book that I can make happen, right? Because it made me so, like, I had that curiosity of, well, I can't just believe it and it will happen, right? There has to be something behind it. And I remember, like, my mom told me, like, you just got to pray for it. You got to believe. You got to have faith. And it will just come. I'm like, it can't be that. It has to be more into it, right? And then I started researching, and that's where it says, like, how does the brain work and how do the mind work together to physically attract everything, to actually make it happen in the physical realm and know that this is, it's here right now.
That's so, so cool. So for this podcast, this has been something that you've been thinking about for a long time. And I'm so happy that you're going to do it now, because just in our time, you know, working together, hearing your story, hearing your thoughts and your learnings, It's like, it's so cool. People need to know about this. And I feel so lucky that I've gotten to hear all about it. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, what's your goal with the podcast?
I definitely want to use my words to help people understand their brain itself, right? Mm-hmm. I think my yoga teacher, actually, when I was becoming a yoga certified, he taught me once that happiness is not a goal. Everybody wants to make happiness a goal, right? Everybody's like, well, when I'm happy, I'll do this. Or when I'm happy, I'll have this and this and this. And I really want to share how people, it's getting to know themselves to become the best version of themselves within happiness and within brain, right? Mm-hmm. The brain will do what the body does, and the body does what the brain will do, right? They're interconnected between those two. If I treat my body wrong, my brain is going to react wrong. If I treat my brain right, my body's going to react right. So it's an inner balance that to have a whole as a happiness as a whole, there's not just one area of the brain. It's all of the areas of the brain, because all of the areas are going to trigger the body. It's going to be give you that that perspective of, well, if I'm healthy, right, these are the things I'm going to have. Or if I'm healthy, X, Y, and Z are going to happen, right? It all starts with the mind. But if your mind is not healthy, the body won't be healthy.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I want to really share with people. What I am so passionate about, like, seriously, what I love the most is taking care of our brain from point A to point Z. Because the brain is our most powerful tool. It's like a computer. It's our computer that navigates us every day. And if our hard disk is not working, our whole system is not going to work, right? And it's just, I really want to share with people what I'm so passionate about, what I have learned about the brain and how unique it is.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I think a lot of people take it for granted and how powerful and the things that you can manifest, the people that you can attract, the experiences that you can have just by simply putting those experiences in your mind without even having them. That's how freaking amazing the brain is. And I mean, I also have some stories and I'm going to dive into more later down the road in this journey, but I want to share with you guys my journey of what is discovering what I'm so passionate about, and that like kind of get into the role of why I'm doing this, why I'm using my words, and why I've taken the trainings I've taken, the learnings I've studied, the books that I've studied, mm-hmm. and the people that I've met that have led me to where I am today.
That's so cool. And for those listening, so you do something that's really cool that you offer the service, and I think we should definitely talk about it.
I do.
yes. So tell us about the service.
So I am actually certified as a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnosis. So I became a master practitioner about 2 years ago, and I remember my mentor told me, if you're ready to take this, it's going to change your entire world. And I took my practitioner to back-to-back. For those that are certified and are listening, they know that it's not an easy task. You become practitioner at first, and that's kind of like the first take that you in, because there's a lot of information. It's a lot of to take in. It's a lot to learn how to reprogram and program mindset, basically. It's like people told me, people tell me all the time, they're like, you talk funny, and at the same time, most of the time, you always like bring me out of the problem without getting into the problem, because of what the linguistic programming is, right?
Whoa.
Exactly.
So cool.
So I love it so much. And timeline therapy, it's basically a way to go back, and literally it's like time traveling. I won't say much because you guys will have to listen, but it's literally like time traveling.
Oh my gosh,
now
I
want to
know.
And hypnosis, it's a lot of people like always like, well, as soon as they know that I'm hypnosis or hypnotherapist, they're like, are you going to hypnotize me? It's like, well, technically, I just guide you. You hypnotize yourself. I'm just a guide. But what's so much fun about it, it's because I get to talk to you directly to your unconscious mind, right? Ooh. So the linguistic aspect, there are some questions that are basically meant to talk to the unconscious mind, to bypass your conscious mind. And I will talk a little bit more about the conscious and unconscious mind so people can know the difference. But basically, the conscience in a nutshell is to make it the logical thinking, like everything that you're thinking in the front end of the mind, basically. The unconscious mind, it's the overall, that everything you're doing that you're not really paying attention. So sometimes when I work with my clients, they're like, that's kind of a funny question. Like, what does that question mean? It's like, well, I'm not really talking to your conscious mind. I'm talking to your unconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because the answers that you received are way, way different than you were not expecting. They're like, how did you know that? It's like, I didn't. You knew. But it was just in your unconscious mind. We just needed to bring that. We needed to surf that up so we can let that go. So.
Whoa.
It's not only the things that I do with my clients, but that's I am certified in it so that I can basically take in clients and know that I do have a certification in this.
That's so cool. So for listeners that are interested in your services, how can they get in touch with you?
So definitely right now through social media. I'm available on Instagram and Facebook. And then as well, my website, which is riverguidecoaching.com.
Perfect. So before we end this podcast, is there anything else that you want to touch on?
I think I'm really excited to share with you guys the 90% why law of attraction works. The affirmations and all of you guys that think that thing is just like spooky or guru and all of that stuff or visualization. I come from a skeptical world. And a lot of people out there are very skeptical about this. We're in a new stage. We're in a new awakening phase where modern healing is coming to be more open. And I hear all the time that, oh, like you believe in that stuff or like, oh, I can't believe you do that. That stuff is very powerful. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of power and a lot of frequency and energy that I'm coming from a place to show you that it's real. If people are investing their money in this and people are investing in the self and people are believing in it, it's because it's happening and it's real. This is not something that you just all of a sudden it was developed. This is not like a fad or a trend or anything like that. This goes back in our history, in ancient history. And that's where it's like I bring into the history of why this works. Julius Caesar's, Plato, all of those Greek mythologies and just history itself shows. And that's I coming from a place to show you so you guys can hear what history is basically related to the science and the art of manifestation.
Holy cow. There's going to be a lot to talk about on this podcast. I'm really excited for you.
I am really excited to show you guys this journey and where this podcast is going to go. And really have poured my soul and my mind into giving you guys the content that has been hidden. And stay along, like tag along, listen to the crazy stories that I'm about to share with you guys. And if you have any questions or if you have felt in this before, if you relate to whatever I'm about to say, feel free to reach out directly through social media or as well to riverguidecoaching@gmail.com.